But let's get right to the markets. We had a lot of bank earnings here today, and that's kind of set us on a negative tone. Maybe this will change it, but let's bring in Craig Bolanos. He's the CEO of the Wealth Manager Group in Chicago. Craig, thanks for being on.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday. It's Snowmageddon. We're on broadcasting to you from Chicago, but 11 Bitcoin ETFs launched yesterday. That's a story. And yeah, the bank earnings, they certainly were underwhelming to get us kicked off here earnings this Friday.
All right. Is that with this PPI number that came in the same as last month, but not as, you know, higher than they expected? Is that, you know, does the confirm rate cut hopes? I mean, take that in with yesterday's CPI. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm looking at some of the testimony from some of the Fed governors, one who's a voter, one late, one who was not yesterday. And, of course, one was trying to walk back the comments and the expectations that people should be expecting a rate cut in March. I still think that's crazy tough to do. And someone else who said it's data dependent. So when I look at this inflation data that's coming out, yes, you know, I always bet the over, kind of like I bet the over on the jobs data. CPI, yeah, it was all about the what? It was all about the shelter costs. But the core components were down. The PPI here is in line. You know, I'm just mad as a consumer because when I go to put gasoline here today inside of my snowblower, which is going to take me at least 5 gallons, you should see how much snow is coming out. I'm a little bit worried about the inflation because we just launched some missiles over into who? Yemen, right? I think longer term, everyone's going to have to start getting comfortable that 6 rate cuts isn't going to happen, 5 rate cuts isn't going to happen. 2 to 3 for 2024, I kind of think that's where we need to be, and markets are a little bit disaligned because of that.
Absolutely agree with you. Actually, I'm in the 1 to 2. And you know what? I don't even know if I'm in the 1 to 2. I just say that because I'm hedging myself a little bit because, you know, I know that there's a lag effect. And I've asked a few guys on the show. I probably haven't asked you yet, but, you know, if you well and truly raise interest rates to bring down inflation, which they've done, you know, from 9.1 to 3.4. That would say to me that, okay, now I'm going to keep rates where they're at until I start to see some cracks in the economy. Now everybody then starts to throw up, well, there's lag effects. Lag effects are going to have to, well, maybe that's the case, and maybe that's why I give you one or two cuts. But I don't understand why all of a sudden when you get inflation down to 3 or 4, you know, 3.4%, you can start cutting them. You know what I mean?
No, I do. I mean, you know, and maybe the argument is, you know, you get inflation down to 3. I don't know. I struggle because, yes, you know, it comes down, but we still got the compounding effect, the base level of inflation being up. I still say it's about one thing and one thing only. It's about the jobs data, the jobs data, the jobs data. And unless some people start losing their jobs, which no one wants to see, this labor market can remain tight. The consumer's going to find a way to spend from the money tree that they were all gifted in 2020 from the federal government. And I think it's just more of the same. It makes it a much more difficult market call for 2024. I'm just hoping people are going in and rebalancing their portfolios, not just riding the Mag 7, but participating in some things that haven't performed as of late. Hey, case in point, look at the financials this morning. It's a mixed bag. J.P. Morgan didn't have great numbers, but lo and behold, what? The stock is, of course, rallying because the numbers weren't as bad as people thought.
They weren't as bad as the other ones. That's got that 10-year come back down through that 4% level at 3.96 now. So that means people are worried. What'd you say?
I think obviously there's got to be a tiny bit of fear premium coming in. I mean, look at the price of oil. Wasn't oil up over 3-4% last night because of the fact that we're actually retaliating against some of these Iranian-sponsored terror groups right now? I think I saw that come across my desk. But what I can't wait to see how it plays out, because it's reminiscent of 20 years ago in 2004 when we launched that gold ETF. I'm going to be so curious to see which of these 11 Bitcoin ETF actually has staying power.
Yeah, and do you put customers in Bitcoin?
So I tell everybody this. I think Bitcoin is something that traders are going to want to be involved in just as they've been involved in. As far as investors go, everyone's got to make a decision on their own, because I don't think that Bitcoin is an investment. I think Bitcoin is an alternative storage of value. And if people want to access that, then we'll help them through capital markets and low-cost passive indices. If people want to store it through a, you know, online hosted wallet, we all know there's only one place to go for that. It's going to be the same place that the ETFs are storing their money, which is Coinbase.
Yeah.
But I'm not a gigantic proponent because it just doesn't have enough track record. But at the end of the day, now that the institutions are involved, you have an asset that went from the backwaters of the financial world to being held out as for money laundering. I think long term, Bitcoin is actually here to stay and probably mainstream. And that means Ethereum is going to continue to come up along with it.
Maybe I'm old fashioned, Mr. Blanos, but I'm still not on board. I know, only because I was the risk manager for a firm in London, right? And that was a big deal. It's a big deal to be the risk manager in London because you actually wear personal risk. If something goes wrong in your firm, they actually can seize personal assets, not just the firm's assets. And in doing so, I was pretty up to date on a lot of things. And, you know, a large part of why people like Bitcoin is because it's not regulated by the governments. But I ultimately think the government will come for it because the government needs tax revenue, right? And then that takes away one of the biggest tenets that people get involved with it for because, you know, it's outside of the government purview. But it won't be for long. I think the government's going to get their fingers in it. And then that takes away one of the things that, you know, is one of our biggest selling points. But we'll have to wait and see. You know, that's just the way the world is. But I'm curious, like you are, to see how many of these ETFs actually make it. And I feel my bottom line is I don't feel like anything changed overnight except for the fact that they just made the casino bigger. How about that? And we might have lost them. Yeah. All right. That's it for right now. That's that segment. We ended up perfectly there. We're going to go away. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to come back and talk more just after this.